for free. Each day he worked hard to make everything around him beautiful. Until one day he woke up exhausted from saving the world. That day the miracles didn't go quite so well, nor did the stories. The next morning, Jesus went to the doctor. After examining him, the doctor advised, "Take the day off, Jesus. Relax, enjoy yourself, sit in the sun." So Jesus told his friends what the doctor had ordered and then went out for a walk. It was a lovely cloudless day. First of all, he did cartwheels right across the desert. Then he played catch with his halo. Then he had a picnic. After that, he had a refreshing swim. And finally, he went on a long donkey ride, something he always enjoyed. It had been a wonderful day, but towards the end, as he sat in the sun, Jesus suddenly felt sad, for really the day had been wasted and he'd helped no one. In fact, he felt so bad, he decided to tell his dad all about it. Jesus loved his dad very much. Dad knew everything and always had the right thing to say. When Jesus told him about his day off, his dad said, "Look down there a minute, son." So Jesus looked down. "Where you did your cartwheels, fountains of water appeared in the desert. Where you threw your halo and ate your picnic, the trees bloomed with fruit. When you went swimming, the fishermen had lots of luck. And whoever you passed on your donkey felt instantly happy. So you see, when you're feeling better yourself, you can make others feel better too." Jesus knew that, as usual, his dad was right. "Thanks, Dad," he said. When Jesus got home, his friends were so happy to see him, looking so well, they cooked him a delicious supper. That night, after he'd said his prayers, Jesus slept soundly. The next morning, he was glad he'd taken a rest. He had this funny feeling there was a lot more good work to be done. The end.
Let's just pray for Emma before she shares with us today. Lord, we just thank you for Emma. Lord, we just thank you for the time she's put in and preparing this and listening to you. And we just pray that ultimately you would just speak through Emma now. Just pray that whatever you want to say just will come through Emma. Just pray that you would bless her and give her your boldness and confidence. Amen. Thanks.
Cool. So we're going to look at Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, which reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This passage must be one of the most quoted Bible verses there is. I was given a card with it, in it from a friend and read over it quickly as I felt like I'd read it so many times before I knew what it was all about. It was only a few days later when I was sat on a bench during my YFC retreat morning that I revisited this passage and felt that God spoke to me through it in quite a new and powerful way. I was sat on the bench that's seen in the picture. It was a beautiful day with the sea glistening and the gentle sound of waves lapping on the pebbles, which really helped set the scene to think about rest and to think about handing over burdens. The verse itself starts with, "Come to me." Jesus is telling us to come to him. It's a very practical instruction and involves an action. We need to make the choice to come to Jesus. He already knows our issues and our burdens, but we need to physically go to him with them. In the verses just before this passage, Jesus has revealed to his followers that he is the way for them to see and know God. Tom Wright phrases it as Jesus is acting as a window onto the living God. Through what Jesus is saying and how he was living, people could see who the Father really was. From this, he is extending one of the most welcoming and inviting invitations ever that starts, "Come to me." Then it goes on to say, all who are weary and burdened. The road will be long. We will get tired and we will feel weary. We will carry burdens and take on other people's issues. Jesus is recognizing that. In this, it is part of life for every person, but the difference is that us as Christians can come to Jesus with our issues. We have a God who wants us to come and hand them over to him so that he can take care of them. I will give you rest. Jesus will personally give us rest, like true rest. This is something that I believe is different to just a good night's sleep or a nice morning's retreat. Jesus' rest is something in the soul that keeps us feeling rested even when life around us is busy and stressful. It's like the joy that we can find in God is miles away from just human happiness. It's what keeps us going even in the worst situations. When true joy, or rest in this case, is experienced, we won't want anything else. C.S. Lewis writes, "Joy must be sharply distinguished both from happiness and pleasure. Joy has indeed one characteristic and only one in common with them, the fact that anyone who has experienced it will want it again. I doubt whether anyone who has tasted it would ever, if both were in his power, exchange it for all the pleasures of the world. But then joy is never in our power, and pleasure often is. We can put things in place to be more restful and to take time out, but true rest is found in Jesus and being in his presence. When was the last time we consciously rested our bodies? Maybe it was today, maybe it was last week. Chances are we have thought about it. But when was the last time we made a conscious effort to rest our souls? To take time out from our life and spend time with our Creator, who loves us and wants us just to soak in his presence. It goes on to say, learn from me. How blessed are we that we have the world's best teacher on this. We can learn from him. In the Bible, we hear how Jesus retreated to spend time with his Father. In Luke 15, verse 6, it says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Matthew 14, verse 23 says, after he had sent them away, he went up to them on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Mark 1, verse 35 states, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus got up, spent time alone with his dad, and rested in him. He handed over his burdens and what was making him weary. I am gentle and humble in heart. What great characteristics to have and to show and be a witness to others. To have a gentle spirit, fair love, to be kind and humble in heart. In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis writes, true humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking of yourself less. How many times do we confuse what being humble means? It's not thinking we're rubbish or not good enough, but it's thinking about others and putting them first. If we thought about life from that perspective, through gentle and humble eyes, how differently would we see situations? I thought it was a little bit random that Jesus states these characteristics here. The rest of the passage to me was all about us handing over our burdens, and then there's this bit about some of the characteristics of Jesus that seemed to have nothing to do with him giving us rest. When I looked deeper into it, I really felt like it seems that Jesus is telling us that he is encouraging us and that we will positively be received by him. So I kind of take it that he's saying, if you come to me, I'll receive you like a big warm hug. You will find rest in your souls. Jesus will give it to us. And he will give us the rest we are seeking, and he will pour it out in abundance. Not even just our bodies will be rested, but we will have this true rest in our souls too. This is us being completely at peace and content in life, those moments where your soul is totally happy. For me, this often happens if I'm sat by a lake, or sitting in a canoe looking into the water, or clambering over the rocks by Whitley Bay Beach. Whatever's going on in my world, I can stop and be content, and my soul feels happy. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. When I did some research on this, it said that back in Jesus' time, Pharisees talked about people carrying the yoke of the Torah, which was the heavy burden of the Jewish law with all its commandments. Jesus offers us a different yoke, which, because it came from his mercy and love, is easy to bear. This is affirmed later in 1 John 5, verse 3, which says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." The Message version phrases these verses in a very different but equally powerful way. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. What an absolutely beautiful image. I feel this is like us being so in tune with God, like we're dancing in unison with him. We walk with God, talk with God, and can even dance with him. I was challenged on my way home from lunch today when thinking about exactly what I was going to say tonight and feeling quite unrested. I glanced out of my car window and saw an elderly couple sat on a bench that's near a roundabout next to my house. It's a kind of bench that you wouldn't go on a walk to find or really sit on it to admire the view. And yet they had seen it, that it had caught the sun and had taken the chance to just sit and sunbathe, even if they were still wearing their winter coats. And that's what I realised resting in God is truly like. We don't have to go out our way to look for the perfect place to rest or the correct way to seek God out. But when we see the opportunity, even for a moment, we should stop and bask in his presence and just rest. Sometimes it can be in our very busy journeys or our days that it's our busy days that we need to remember most that Jesus says, "Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." We need to stop even when we're wearing burdens like winter coats and take time with Jesus. We need to stop even when it takes us off our planned course and spend time with our Creator. When we feel like we don't have time to rest, in reality, that's probably the time we need it the most. As it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."